Please rise.
Mercy and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today's consideration is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning with verse 5. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words." This is our text. Redeemed in Christ, both the brave, loving female disciples, which are featured here, talked about in the immediate context, they were there bearing perfume spices that first Easter morning to anoint the dead body of Jesus. And the less courageous, chosen 11 disciples of Jesus were a fair walk back into the city behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. So in some sense, Luke is an interesting gospel because it features women. And like others, it shows how they were courageous and were out there that first Easter morning, although they were not going to the tomb for the right reason. In fact, both the disciples who were behind closed doors lacked the courage, and they were both those disciples, the women and the chosen 11, were deficient in knowledge. The perfume spices that these women were bringing here were really idle spices, perfume without a purpose. For the women at the tomb were greeted by angels, that's the other they in our text, who told them that Jesus had risen. The dead don't need anointing with spices. But when these faithful women took the angels at their word and then ran back and reported what they had seen with their own eyes, how they had talked with the very angels of God, it's interesting that Luke writes, "The women's words seemed to them," that is the 11 chosen disciples, "like idle tales." Christ's chosen disciples, yet they call the women and their eyewitness accounts fictions. Idle spices and idle tales. Both disciples had misunderstandings. And this drives home to us the importance of remembering God's prophetic words. So that's really the theme of our text today. Forgetting them, that is the prophetic words of God, brings a curse, but remembering them brings a blessing. A fairly simple law gospel message, you might say. Let's consider the curse of forgetting. Human history sings a repeated leitmotif of the forgetting of God's word. God commanded Adam not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for in the day that you do so, you shall surely die. He had conveyed that command of God to his wife, but then he failed to exercise leadership, and Eve was seduced by the words, not of God, but of the devil, and she ate, and as a result of that, humankind inherited idle life of sin, and by idle I mean it was of no substance. In fact, it was of great substance. In fact, it caused sin to be brought into the world. Throughout history, God's chosen people repeatedly were warned. Deuteronomy 8:11, "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today." If you were to go through a concordance, you would find that leitmotif again and again and again in the Old Testament. Remember, remember, remember. and then the other one, forgetting how God's people continually forgot God's word, just as these disciples this morning. And we know what happened to Judah and Israel, the northern and southern kingdom, God's chosen people. They were both ravaged by Assyria and Babylonia. They lost their status as God's chosen nations in that sense. They were carried off into captivity. The angels in today's text reminded these terrified women at the tomb, Mary Magdalene, Susanna, Joanna, and a few others. Luke, of all the Gospels, mentions more women. They had forgotten the words of Jesus. Spices are for the dead, but Jesus, the angels said to them, is not dead, he is risen. The very fact the women thought they needed spices made it clear that they were not following Jesus' prophecies, which they had heard about a resurrected Jesus. The angels, however, reminded them about the blessedness of remembering. Here's what they said to them. Remember how Jesus spoke to you when he was still in Galilee. Jesus' clear words back then had been lost to their memory. Does it sound familiar? Things that we are to remember lost to our memory. According to our sinful nature, we are compelled continually to forget the things that we should be remembering. Jesus had prophesied numerous times about his resurrection from the dead. There was no need to be going to anoint the dead. They should have been going to look for the living Jesus. And on numerous occasions, Matthew 16 and 7, Mark 8 and 9, Luke 9, we hear that leitmotif of Jesus spoken to the disciples beforehand. Here's Luke 9, 22. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and notice the prophecy, and be raised the third day. In Luke 18:33, Jesus had said to the disciples, they will scourge him and kill him, and the third day he will rise again. But Luke, critically, interesting enough, in the very next verse, back in those prophecies that had been spoken weeks before, says, the disciples understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not know the things which were spoken. So just as it was back then, so here it is this Easter morning that the disciples still don't understand what they should be looking for, even though Jesus, if they would have remembered his words, would have known better. In other words, the disciples needed what all sinners like us need. They needed spiritual understanding, faith in God's promises, not doubt, unbelief. Does that sound like us? Knowing what God has spoken to us and yet not taking God at his word, doubting it. So we have the angels here tweaking the women's memory. And God, the Holy Spirit, by his grace today, does the very same thing, because it is the word, God's means of grace, that God uses to go and to create faith where it might have been lost, or to strengthen it where it still remains. Luke writes, remember how he spoke to you in Galilee, saying? So he goes and he repeats the word again, remember. And now he gives a sort of a short capsule summary of what Jesus had told them repeated times. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And now notice what the text says. They remembered the words. Moral of the story, hearing God's word recalls in our memory the promises that we sometimes forget, which is why we continually need that bread of life, that water of life, to replenish our continually sagging faith. We began this meditation reminding ourselves these early disciples were mistaken. The women's focus on the idol spices, the 11's labeling of the women's true reports about the resurrection, idol tales. There was nothing idle about the clear evidence Jesus had risen from the dead, which the women believed and God the Holy Spirit uses on the basis of Scripture to bolster our faith. These women, to echo Paul in 2 Corinthians 2:15 and 16, they had become the aroma of Christ to God, a fragrance from life to life. That's what the Word of God is. It's not about spices for the dead. It's about how the gospel is the fragrance of life for all of us, for those who believe the message. And God wants all of us to believe it. When you study the number of times that the word remember is used in Scripture, it is striking how many times in the Old Testament God commands his people to remember him. Remember me, remember me, remember me. Don't forget. For example, this one, Deuteronomy 15:15. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. This passage reminds us then that the most comforting passages are those like, what, Exodus 2:24, in which God promises that he will remember our sins no more. There are plenty of passages about how God remembers what we have done, but it's the ones where he says he will remember our sins no more that we look forward to. The book of Hebrews cites such a passage from Jeremiah at length when he writes, quote, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel, for I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." Are your sins bothering you? You see, you become the greatest problem in this case because God has said, I don't remember them because of the sake of Christ. This is Easter, when God has proven to us that his love went to the cross and then rose again that Easter morning to remove our sins, to declare us justified by faith. In Jesus Christ, God has fulfilled this covenant, the one he made with Abraham, so that on this Easter, God declares to us in the Easter gospel the forgiveness guaranteed us in his Son and the sure hope of everlasting life. Amen. This for prayer. Heavenly Father, you delivered your Son for our offenses and raised him again for our justification. We beseech you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that he may rule and govern us according to your will. Graciously keep us in the true faith. Defend us from all sins, and after this life, raise us to eternal life. Through the same, your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.